Hi, everyone, and welcome to Crew Up, CP's quarterly podcast series with Crew Network leaders. I'm Laura Kaluger, Senior Editor with Commercial Property Executive. Our first conversation this year is going to focus on how women leaders perceive the economy today and what their top concerns are. The organization recently released a report on CRE in 2023 and expectations for this year from a woman's point of view. Wendy Mann, the CEO of the organization, is here to reveal details about the survey and its most interesting results. Welcome back, Wendy. Thank you for making the time to talk to me again.
Thanks for having me join you here today.
First, please tell me a few details about the survey. When was it distributed? Who participated? And what was your goal?
CRE Women Speak is a new survey that we started doing a year ago. It was distributed to industry professionals in December, and it's our fourth survey in this series. We do it quarterly so that we can start benchmarking what women are talking about and saying about the state of the industry. More than 900 women participated in this survey, and it's aimed to provide this prevailing sentiment in commercial real estate at the close of 23, but also a glance forward into 24. And this report has captured some of those valuable insights shared by women in the industry.
Mm-hmm. And what were the most striking results from the survey for you? Was there anything in particular that surprised you?
You know, actually, I wasn't really surprised. I mean, it was a huge percentage, but the two data points that stood out to me were first that nearly 60% of women cited interest rates as the primary concern, significantly impacting the escalating costs of commercial real estate projects and deals. And generally, interest rates are out of our control, yet they impact, I mean, the entire ability to do a deal. So that was, I guess it's not surprising that interest rates was the response, but the percentage, it's significant. And that's
right.
Pretty much what's really the big impact, at least in most realms of the industry for women. And then the other data point was that struck me, and it probably, again, perhaps wasn't a huge surprise, is that 80% of women, or 4 out of 5, have encountered barriers to their career advancement in the industry. So we asked some industry-related, where's the market questions, but we also asked some career-related questions in the survey. And so I think knowing that 80% of our respondents, or 4 out of 5, have been, you know, felt some kind of barrier to advancement really makes me pause to say, all the work we're doing, are we changing the world yet? The answer is no. We're not there yet as an industry. And it's not just commercial real estate. I think most industries are continuing to struggle with really having profound effect. So we got to keep working, Laura. That's what that tells me, is we got to keep working on this.
That's for sure.
So
yeah, that percentage is quite high. Mm-hmm. I'd imagine that by 2024 would be far,
right,
far more,
right,
more advanced in this.
For sure.
There are many research papers out there noting that the global economic sentiment remains quite downbeat, and most specialists agree that a short or mild recession will take place this year. How do female professionals around the globe view the economy? Are they also expecting a recession or just a mild one?
You know, that's a great question. You know, we've been talking about recession for 2 years now, and the sentiment had really improved last year. A lot of companies had a good year, even though we were downsizing or right-sizing or sizing for the moment in time that we're in. But our latest survey results reveal that economic concerns among most women, 19% were very concerned about a potential downturn, 68% somewhat concerned. And there was, you know, more about, you know, having a short, 68% said a short or mild recession. 13 expressed optimism, saying they're not at all concerned. You know, that's, I mean, that's a small percentage, but there's still some optimism out there. You know, everybody kept talking this year about 2024 being a soft landing, you know, that there's not going to be a hard,
downturn.
Yeah, I wanted to say, you know, a ground zero, like it's going to be a blowout, but there's a soft landing coming. That's what I had been hearing a lot during the fourth quarter. And what these stats tell us is that I think our women are saying similar things, that 68% of them think there'll be something, but not only 19% are very concerned about it. So I feel like we're, you know, kind of in that range of, it's not going to be a great year. And, you know, I was talking to someone else about this. There's this mantra going around, survive till 25. And I think that's sort of what people are viewing 2024 as. Let's just get through 24. Let's do what we need to do, hunker down, stick with the basics. And so, if you look at the comparison in January of 23 compared to January of 24, 28% were very concerned about the state of the economy versus the 19% this year. 49% were neutral compared to the 68% who are somewhat concerned this year, and 23% were optimistic. So optimism has dropped by 10%, if that's any gives you any idea. So I think they're not pessimistic. I would just say they are realistic, knowing that this is going to be a tough year and we're going to hunker down. So I think there's a sense of caution and anticipation among women on this portion of our economic outlook. So
yeah, they're playing it safe, just not to be disappointed in the end. You mentioned that interest rates and the revolution has kept many real estate players up at night for the past couple of years. And of course, women professionals are also concerned about this. What are the top factors that contribute to rising costs in commercial real estate? Interest rates is definitely the top one, but there are others, right, as well. Taxes or insurance rates are the first one that come to my mind, for example.
Yeah, the interest rates actually in our survey came out as the primary concern, significantly impacting costs. I've been talking to a lot of colleagues in the industry, and deals aren't happening because they're not penciling out, and that has a lot to do with interest rate. But interestingly enough, it also has to do with construction costs. The cost of materials still remains fairly significant, and so that piece of it is still taxes. The impact of taxes both at the property and federal levels. And the broader spectrum of implications of federal spending, at least here in the U.S. Mm-hmm. I think the other noteworthy factors that came up were property valuations, unrealistic listing prices set by sellers, and tightening of small business operations. So the influence of market dynamics such as supply chain, supply and demand imbalances, oversaturation of available office space, a lack of Class A, and then the I would say normalization of industrial space. There seems to be enough out there, but there's still a lot of demand for it. So those are some of the areas that we're seeing that have implications or are contributing to the rising costs or the continued high costs of real estate and are barriers to getting deals done right now.
Mm-hmm. Because you mentioned the office sector, and in your survey, there were lots of participants who characterize the office market as a train wreck in slow motion. Could you please reveal more about this? There seems to be a consensus among respondents that a prolonged recovery is ahead.
Yeah. So interestingly enough, mid to late last year, I was reading one of the industry. Well, it was a business magazine, and their real estate economist said that the office sector, quote, was a train wreck in slow motion, end quote. And it just caught my eye because I thought, that's a visual that I can see with where office is and where it's going.
Right.
Whether you agree with this or not, survey findings reveal a significant consensus among women on the office forecasts. A combined 76% agree that there will be a prolonged recovery for office. And that's that slow train wreck. Conversely, 14% anticipate swifter improvements, while the remaining 10% remain neutral. So I think this collective sentiment indicates a cautious perspective regarding the future of the office market. And what I've been hearing, is 5 to 10 years for recovery and reinvention, if you will, of what this is going to look like. So
quite a lot.
Yeah, quite a lot. It's not going to be a fast change. And the industry knows that. And this idea of being able to transition to other things, office space, it's not realistic to think that every office building can transition to
multifamily or residential.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it just really can't. And so, I think it's going to be a matter of the continuing evolution of return to office. It's going to be evolution of how we change space. Mm-hmm. And I do think that this sentiment in our survey, it meshes with this idea of a slow train wreck. I read another statistic that we haven't hit rock bottom. 2023 was really bad, and there were billions of dollars in loss, and that 24 is actually going to be where we hit rock bottom on office. And so if you think of it that way, and there'll be another 5 billion, I don't know what it was, a very high number in write-offs and default, I guess, is the term that you would use.
Distress.
Distress. And everyone's talking about 2025 really being the time when office will hit rock bottom. There's going to be something like $5 billion more dollars in buildings that are in distress, in default. And we still aren't, and that's when we'll start seeing slowly that us coming out of that as we make that turn after 25, going into 26. So, I mean, this could carry through until the 2030s, if you think about it, which for me, it seems so far away. But yes, I think it's going to take a long time. And that's what our sentiment survey is saying as well. The women are feeling that same, especially the women in the office sector. They're looking around at what else they can do because they know this is a longer. And there is a flight to Class A. That's still true. We're still seeing that. I just don't know that there's enough Class A, as our study indicated, that there's a lack of Class A. And that's, if people are going to be in the office, they want that high-end. And again, I mean, the workers, they're trying to attract workers back. So I think there's a combination of things happening in the office sector. But yes, we see it as a slow train wreck. We see sort of coming to a head in 2025 and then a slow, very slow progress after that. And our sentiment survey reflects that as well.
Another sector that has been under the spotlight for years is retail, which has undergone multiple transformations and conversions. What are female professionals that are active in this space saying about the performance of this asset class? It seems to have stabilized lately.
Well, interestingly enough, in our survey, nearly a quarter of the women who responded experienced improvements in the performance of retail space in their market or portfolio in 2023, while a significant proportion, 46%, reported that retail stayed about the same. Conversely, 29% noticed a decrease in retail performance. So I think these findings highlight the dynamic and varied landscape of the retail sector, with a notable segment maintaining stability amidst the recent changes, which I think is market-driven too. So every market can be, you can note that it's different. I think it's juxtaposed against the economy and this repeated, at least in the U.S., this repeated statement that consumer spending has remained strong. And that's a reason why we haven't really gone into recession. And so it's interesting to me that there's a, you know, this looking back on 23, there's a noticeable 29% decrease in retail performance. I wonder if that's specific to a market because consumers are spending. So if you look at a map of the report findings across North America, Midwest, U.S. and Texas, the Midwest in the U.S. and Texas had the strongest retail performance, followed by the Northeast. So again, it goes to that market segment of what is performing and what is not. It's still up in the air. It's still, I think, sort of a crapshoot in a way because of consumers. It's I think, a little less predictable. But we're still seeing a lot of restaurant openings, particularly in the Texas markets. I heard that from one of our brokers down there, that she's been busier than ever. So that's where we are with retail right now.
And retail is also adding lots of experiential spaces, I don't know, cinemas or things that you can do to relax, wellness, things like that. It's not the traditional retail.
Correct.
And
one of the things that it's interesting, we've never had an asset class called this, but someone recently brought it up at one of our board members called it entertainment retail. And that is building skateboard parks or building indoor wall climbing or space for interactive performances, things like that. That's what's really driving. And one of the big projects that one of our board members recently worked on was a wave park in Atlanta, Georgia, which is going to be a huge attraction. And they'll be doing surfing contests in a man-made wave park in Atlanta. In once they finish this, multi-million dollar project. But that is right. You're right, Laura, spot on with that. We're calling it entertainment retail, but that's exactly what it is. It's not just shopping and dining. It's entertainment.
One thing that you mentioned at the beginning of our conversation is the fact that Crew's latest survey also assesses the biggest obstacles keeping women from advancing in their careers. And one fairly new term is mentioned there. What is the broken rung, and to what extent does it affect women in commercial real estate?
So yeah, in the last calendar year, we wanted to get a pulse on women in the workplace and their career advancement. And we found out, as I said earlier, that 80% have encountered obstacles to career advancement. 44% of women in commercial real estate acknowledge the broken rung as a barrier, citing early career challenges. 52 perceived a glass ceiling, which limits a higher level progression. And while most of us are familiar with glass ceiling, a term that refers to an invisible systemic barrier that prevents women from rising to senior leadership, but contrary to popular belief, research indicates that the glass ceiling is not the biggest obstacle to women's progression. It's that first step up to manager, which we call the broken rung, that is setting mm-hmm. women back in their careers. So it's earlier in your career where the broken rung happens. And according to research by McKinsey and Company, men hold 62% of manager level positions early in the career, while women hold just 38%. And, you know, our benchmark study benchmarked this, I want to say in 2015, where we said, you know, women and men start out fairly equally in commercial real estate, but it's at that first promotion level where men seem to take off and women seem to stay more steady at the lower levels. And that is the broken rung is a real thing that we need to be able to impact going forward, where women are poised and ready for promotions and companies do more intentional recruiting around getting managers into those roles so that women can get past that broken rung. It takes them longer. So that's the broken rung theory. And I think that's true. We've seen that in two different studies, both this one, this new survey that we're doing, but also our benchmark study that we do every 5 years. So we'll see if that comes up in our next benchmark study in 2025.
Are there any other challenges hindering the advancement of women in the industry? I'm guessing this is not the only problem. There still are other issues impacting their professional paths.
Yeah, unfortunately there are. And, you know, I think that's, you know, many of the women have lamented the unequal distribution of networking opportunities with male counterparts benefiting more from the informal connections and information sharing that happens throughout companies. They think that impacts their inability to grow their career as well. A prevalent issue is the persistence of a boys club culture in commercial real estate, which has been documented well over the years. I think some slow career progression is because of the wait for executives at higher levels to retire. And people are working longer, so that takes longer. So that's a common concern that has been expressed. The gender pay gap remains, and their biased perceptions in third-party relationships further underscore the industry's gender disparities. So those probably are the top three things, I think, is the prevailing boys club culture. No matter how much we do, there's still that culture that exists in commercial real estate, the lack of retiring executive at the executive level, and then the pay gap, which I have to acknowledge too, there are many companies in this industry that have already started that work on looking at their salary and pay scales to try to be more intentional about that and really get that right. But it's not enough yet, and we're not there yet. So you still see some of that. So those are the top three things I would say.
And one last question. What is your advice to commercial real estate women professionals to successfully navigate through all the challenges ahead? Because this year is shaping up to be another atypical mm-hmm. year, for lack of a better word.
Mm-hmm. Well, first and always, Laura, as you know, I encourage everyone to become part of Crew Network, because I think that our business network was founded for women to give and get business to and for each other. And I think that that strengthens all of us and lifts all of us in our careers and creates more opportunity. And I have rarely met a woman who has not experienced the power of Crew in that. And I think it's critical to women's success that they get the leadership training and development. And oftentimes when there's a downturn or there's challenging times, people pull back and they don't invest in themselves. And this is a real problem, not just for individuals paying their own way to get leadership training and development, but for companies. And my advice is, when the times are toughest, that's when you want to make the investment to be visible, to be present at industry events and meetings, to get the training that's going to set you apart from others. So I think that playing the long game, if you will, with your own personal mm-hmm. interests, meaning get yourself out there, go to those meetings, go to those conferences, get the leadership training you need, because that's going to set you apart in the long term. And you'll be ready when things come out in 25 and we're ready to go full force back. You're going to be well positioned. So rather than hunker down at home during 24, get yourself out there and invest in yourself and get your company to invest in you. I think that's one of our biggest challenges, and I'd love to see companies step up more and really say, we're going to invest in the women in our companies so that they have the skill sets and have the experience and the network we want them to have to be more powerful within our company. And then finally, I would say we have a lot to offer women everywhere. And I think that it's time for us to be able to really stand forward and have that confidence to say, I'm ready, I'm willing, and I'm going to be able to do what's needed to advance any and contribute to any company that would hire me. And I think when companies see those kind of women, there's going to be a lot of ability for the company to do well as women to do well in the industry.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Wendy, for sharing the results and your insights with CP's listeners.
It's always a pleasure.
Thank you all for listening. For the latest news, trend stories, and podcasts, check out the CP website every day. Now you can also share your own voice with our audience. CP recently launched the CP Executive Council, a platform dedicated to CRE leaders who want to stay in touch with each other and discuss trends and issues affecting the real estate industry. All these valuable insights are regularly posted on our website. So if you're interested in having your voice heard, please get in touch with Editor-in-Chief Jessica Fuhr at jessica.fuhr@cpe-mhn.com. Till next time.